If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX 104.1 FM. KMOX, our third day of being on FM. We are continuing to get set for tomorrow's opening day, the home opener for the Cardinals. They match up against the Minnesota Twins. Of course, we'll have full coverage right here on KMOX as we continue the celebration of all things opening day. Very happy to welcome on to the program. He is a former Cardinals pitcher. Now you hear him hosting the Chatter's Box podcast. He's our friend Kyle McClellan. Kyle, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you.
Yeah, what's I got to think every year around this time as opening day is happening, you have a lot of memories flushed back in. What are your thoughts and memories, and what stands out to you about the opening days you've been able to participate in?
Yeah, I mean, I see it from both sides. I mean, I remember going to opening days as a kid, you know, growing up here in St. Louis. So, you know, I say all the time, I had to go to school every day unless it was opening day or a playoff game. Those are the only times that, you know, if it was a day game, you could get out of school to go down to Busch Stadium. But, you know, from a fan standpoint, you know, it's just everything that starts the season off, everything you've been, you know, waiting for since last October, November, is finally here. And then from a player standpoint, my major league debut was on opening day here in Busch Stadium. So it was, you know, always been special to me from a player, seeing all the Hall of Famers and the Clydesdales and all the fans coming out and just to kick the season off. So it's always, you know, this is always a special time of year, and it's definitely something that I'll try to get to for as long as I possibly can, just to be a part of it and also, you know, relive some of those memories.
We take it for granted here in St. Louis, and maybe you're even the wrong person to ask this because being from St. Louis, you knew what it was all about. But yeah, I heard some stories about guys who, you know, when they figure out they're going to be making their first opening day roster, they start asking questions. Do we really jump off trucks? Are there really Clydesdales? Like, for somebody who doesn't really know, from a player perspective, for a player who doesn't really know what all goes on opening day, what is it like as they experience it for a first time, just based off, you know, conversations you had with teams? Mates and so forth?
Yeah, it's even hard to explain to them. You know, I mean, the guys that came from different teams or have been in the big leagues for a while but never experienced an opening day in St. Louis, I'll tell you this, we opened up, you know, in the 6 years I was a part of the big leagues, open up in a lot of different places, and nothing compares. You know, I won't name cities, but we went to some and it was like, oh, this is, you know, maybe the closest to St. Louis's opening day, and you get there and you're like, man, it's not even close. And so when you try to explain that to guys when they come over, it's just, hey, just soak it up, you know, just enjoy it. The opening day roster is a special thing because you might, you know, get quite a bit of time in the big leagues, but to make an opening day roster and be there on day one, that's a special thing, to be on that major league team out of spring training. So some of these guys enjoying it for the first time here in a Cardinals uniform, just take it all in. Be a part of the festivities, kind of – go out and enjoy that, and then make sure you're able to separate that when the game starts and get ready to roll. But you know, sometimes guys, they get so caught up in the performance of the day that they don't take all that in. So you're just trying to make sure you let everybody know, take it in, enjoy it, because it's something special, and there's no guarantee you're going to be here next year for it.
There's always National Baseball Hall of Famers and Cardinal Hall of Famers who are involved in it. How important is it for young players to see those guys, to know the history of the organization and what those people mean, not just to the Cardinals, but to baseball overall?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that was one of the most special things. I mean, getting off there, and unfortunately, we've lost so many of those guys. But to get off the truck and to go out there and to see all the guys that wore the uniform and played at the highest level possible to be a National Baseball Hall of Famer, and then to be there and to be supporting us. And you just want to be a part of that. I think the Cardinals do that better than almost any other organization, to celebrate the tradition and the history of the organization and making sure that guys that are currently on team understand what they're a part of.
Talking with former Cardinals pitcher Kyle McClone. You hear him hosting the Chatter's Box podcast, which we air sometimes here on KMOX. You can find it at all your respective podcast locations. Just talk about the team a little bit. One of the things I'm concerned about, we've seen velocity drop so far here in spring from both Sonny Gray and Andre Pallante. And it is still just spring training, and obviously things change when the big lights turn on. But is it valid to be concerned about those guys right now?
You know, I think as a whole, you got to be looking at the starting rotation to give you a shot, you know, and to give you a chance. When you have a young team, your starting rotation is going to be a big part of this. And spring training stats, I can tell you, you know, you don't put a whole lot into it. You know, I've had really good springs. I've been through where I had terrible springs. And when the season starts and the lights are on and you're facing, you know, major league hitters in different settings, a lot of things change. So, you know, the velo, you know, I know that's a big thing in today's game, but, you know, you can still pitch with hitting your spot and movement and going about it that way. So I think you got to see how the first few starts go. You know, if you're losing velocity, you're definitely going to have to be more accurate, be a little bit better on your placement of your pitches. But you can still pitch, you know, pretty successfully in the big leagues without it.
Is there any way to discern what stats in spring actually mean something and what don't?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No. You know, and I think it kind of gets in your head, too. If you get down there and you're struggling, you know, you're just like, all right, just get through, get my work in, work on what I'm supposed to do. And then when the season starts, there's a different level of focus. There's a different preparation, everything that goes. It's totally different. You know, you're down in the minor leagues, you're facing guys you've never heard of. You don't know anything about them. You're still trying to build up your stamina. And so your focus is on some other things. Maybe you're working on, you know, certain things in your mechanics or whatever. And then when you get to the season, it's all about outcomes. And all the other stuff goes away and you're going – and just trying to do it. So from a hitter standpoint, you know, early on they're seeing pitches, you know, maybe they're working on something. But I would say the last, you know, 7 to 10 games, you try to take it as realistic as you can. You're starting to face, you know, normal big league hitters and pitchers at that time for the most part and get yourself ready for the season. But when you have the good ones, you put it out of your head and say, hey, you know, that was just spring training. I gotta reset. When you have a bad one, you definitely forget about it and say, when I get here for the season, we're going to restart. My ERA is 0 again. My batting average is 0, and I get to build from there.
We know the outside expectations for this team are not especially high, but one of the things that really struck me when I talked to guys down in spring training was just totally ignoring that and the belief that this team can be a good club. How powerful can it be for a club, a talented club, because there's a lot of talented guys on this team. How powerful can it be when it seems like the outside world is really not expecting much out of you?
Well, I mean, you have to be. And to be honest with you, when you're in that locker room, you don't pay much attention. You really don't care what people are saying. The bottom line is you got a job to do and you're coming in to try to get it done. And with the guys that the team's put around you, that you don't have a choice. You know, you have to show up. You have to perform. And the guys are not going in there going, you know, we're okay with being, you know, under 500 or right at 500. No, they want to win every game. You know, they're going out as hard as they can. For me, it's going to be interesting. You know, you've lost a lot of your pillars, you know, your big time names, your big time guys, your franchise guys over the last few years. So if I'm a young guy coming in this situation, I look at it as, hey, I got an opportunity where maybe a few years ago I would have been blocked by, you know, this guy or that guy. Now I get an opportunity to come up and show. And if I'm ready at the major league level, then this is going to be huge for my career and my family and everything about it. So when you get guys that are hungry to go up there and prove that they belong there, they don't belong in AAA or AA. You know, that's a powerful thing. So these guys are fighting for their careers, for their lives up there. And when you get a bunch of guys, you know, pulling in that direction, it'll be interesting to see what they're able to achieve.
He is Kyle McClellan, former Cardinals pitcher, host of the Chatters Box podcast. Kyle, thanks so much for the time. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again very soon down the line.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Kyle McClellan. We'll take a break. We've got more coming up. It is opening day eve. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.